Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. At a conference on ocean issues early this year, the question was posed, what will it take to realize that ill-considered, misplaced social and industrial development in the coastal zone must be modified to respond to, indeed incorporate, the systems of nature? What will it take to affirm the synergistic correlation between essential human needs and natural process? My answer was that the event had already occurred, the Indian Ocean tsunami, that bore devastating witness to the power of the ocean, its sudden, uncontrollable force that had laid waste to human settlement on shore, the villages and fishing harbors, the sources of livelihood, the essential supplies of food and fresh water, and the social systems and community values of those distant communities in Indonesia. And if we needed yet another demonstration, we could add the impact of Hurricane Katrina that struck the Gulf Coast of the United States shortly thereafter when the tragedy came home. What did we learn? The reliance on inadequate technology, the vulnerability of our ports and refineries, infrastructure based on the inefficiencies of the automobile, city centers neglected in favor of suburban sprawl, incentives that subsidized and ensure the building of casinos and second homes, all these reveal the vulnerability of a nation, the devastation of an historic city, the collapse of a marine transportation system on which the distribution of natural resources and agricultural products depends, the loss of refining capacity, and the replication of irresponsible coastal development in the Gulf and beyond. The response appears to have been, rebuild what was there, albeit stronger. It has become clear that we did not use this challenge to define a new response by local and national government, by preserving key elements of the old, but building and relocating the new in ways and places that turn natural systems to human advantage. The tragedy has been compounded, perhaps engineered, to occur again. These events were a clarion call for change in how we integrate human endeavor and natural systems. For decades, the most prescient environmental thinkers have been advocating the principle of human ecology, the application of knowledge and experience to the relationship between human beings and social and natural communities. Out of New Orleans might have sprung a transforming energy to better ourselves through a shift from failed conventions to new physical and social expressions of community development, patterns of work, and governance. We have the knowledge, but do we have the leadership or political will? America's leaders have been paralyzed by narrow ideological disputes. Beneath the righteous debate, civil society and national morale decay like a seascape below which the fish are all dying. What more will it take? Nature provoked the ocean, and the ocean revealed the complacency of our behavior. Despite the efforts of environmentalists and scientists, public awareness and political engagement has not been responsive to any sense of crisis. For the people of Indonesia and New Orleans, it was a matter of survival. Is that not true for all of us? We will explore answers to these questions and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.